Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anti Leela, Chapter 7, Nityananda travels to Gauranga and Jagannath Puri. Naturally, anyone would be happy knowing he's going to the Lord and going to see the Lord, Sakshat Darshan, eye to eye, see Prem Purushottam, Lord Gauranga. And all along the way, all the way from Sachimata to Gauranga, Mayapur to Jagannath Puri, Lord Nityananda was engaging at kirtan and dancing. We heard that yesterday. And they were sporting from house to house in Gopabhav, Rajabhav. He mata sarva pata premananda rase ailena nilachali kateke divase. Passing the entire journey absorbed in love of Krishna, they arrived at Nilachala after some days. We heard that yesterday. Now we'll continue. Kamalapurite asi prasaradekhiya padilena nityananda murchita haya. Arriving at a village called Kamalapur, upon seeing that village, upon seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath in that temple, Kamalapura, when you're coming to from Navadvip or even Calcutta side by road, coming into Jagannath Puri, you cross over a Taranala bridge. Taranala, there's 18 arches. There's a new bridge now. And when you go over the new bridge, the old bridge I don't think is being used, you can look to the left and see the 18 arches, Ataranala. 18 arches of the old bridge, which was there in Lord Chaitanya. It's the same bridge Lord Chaitanya walked over there. It's a few meters separate from the new bridge. That goes over a river, Barginati River, I believe. And that village there on the other side of the river before crossing into the Puri district side is called Kamalapura. And from Kamalapura, coming from Bengal or Calcutta, of course that's Bengal, when you get to Kamalapura and you look to your right up the river, then you see the Shikara of Jagannath Swami and the beautiful flag, red flag or yellow, different colors they have, blowing in the wind. So when one sees that dwaj, Jagannath dwaj, Mandir dwaj, then it's a great udipan, vibhav, udipan to stimulate one's stahibhav or intense loving attachment to Lord Chaitanya and his parishads, what to speak of Jagannath. So he's, when he saw, it says, Jagannath Deki, it says, when he simply saw the prasad, Murchita. It's interesting that it says, Kamalapurete asi prasada dekiya, parilena nityananda murchita haya. He arrived at the village of Kamalapur, which is about 4 kilometers. Or sometimes they say 6 from Jagannath Mandir. But Prasad Deki, when he saw the Prasad, he fell unconscious. That also happens to us at breakfast. Prasadam in the temple, when we see the Prasadam, we fall unconscious. But then we soon wake up by the end of the prayer and start honoring the Prasadam. As soon as the prayer is Shadiran, then we leave our Shadir. Shadiran, Vidyadal, and then we fall on the floor. But he was actually absorbed in Premananda Ras, absorbed in love of God, Gauranga Premananda Ras. And he saw, it says, Prasadi Deki Murchita Padilena. Padilena means to fall on the ground. And overwhelmed, Murchita, he was completely overwhelmed in a swoon of divine madness and rapture of love of Lord Chaitanya. And how so? He simply saw the Prasad. Well, the translation by the very insightful God brother, Srila Bhumipati Prabhu. He says that Nitai saw the temple. Upon seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath, he fell unconscious. I guess you're seeing the temple, but that's what you see from Kamalapur. As I mentioned, when you look up the river to the right, you see the dome and the red flag. That's the temple, certainly the temple, but the Bengali says seeing prasad. So prasad is prasad, and mandir is mandir. Sri Mandir. Jagannath temple is called Sri Mandir, interestingly enough. Because as you know, every man is controlled by his wife. So the wife of Jagannath Swami is Sri Lakshmi. There's no way that she would allow the temple to be called Jagannath Mandir. She says, listen, I want to call her house, like you have sometimes people name their houses in India, so-and-so Bhavan and Vishwambara Bhavan and Radhanivas, etc., Mahaprabhu Bhavan. So then they were arguing. He said, I want to call it Jagannath Mandir. She said, no, this has never worked. It's Sri Mandir. So as usual, Jagannath Swami and Lakshmi Devi had an argument. But as usually happens, prevails in all these cases, the wife won. And it's known everywhere, all over Jagannath Puri, as Sri Mandir. Although we Westerners just usually say Jagannath Mandir, but it's written everywhere. Oh, I went to Sri Mandir. Did you go to Sri Mandir today? Go to Sri Mandir, get some prasad. Go to Sri Mandir and see Jagannath. Go to Sri Mandir and see Jagannath. It's not go to Jagannath Mandir and see Jagannath. But it says, doesn't say Sri Mandir, Jagannath Mandir. It says prasad deki, because the flag and the dome are the prasad of Jagannath. When it says in one place, it's called Tadinam Samarchanam. Tadinam Samarchanam, Tadiya, Tadiya Samarchanam, Tadiya. Those objects and articles and people and even places which are related to the Lord, to Bhagavan, or his pure devotees, they are equally worshipable. The Lord, the Lord's form, the Lord's name, the Lord's dham, the Lord's parishads, they're all equally samachara, achara, worshipable. Samacharam. So he saw this prasad because the flags are offered, of course, to Lord Jagannath. They're his flags, it's his temple, and he's relishing the sound of the flag flapping in the wind and the beautiful look it creates because it's his house and his mandir. And he has pride in his mandir and he relishes. Everything in the house of the king is existing for the pleasure of the king. Be it the walls or floors or furniture or incense or flower arrangements or carpets or tapestries, what to speak of the fountains and pools and art and sculpture and people moving in the palace and even the flags on the roof and the rooftop gardens are all for the pleasure of the king. So we have this mandir and we have a flag and we like it. We like to see it, and it's very auspicious, Vedic, to have a flag on a mandir. It creates good vibrations and protective vibrations in many directions. Jayadwaj, victory flag. So now he's overwhelmed just seeing the dome of the temple, which he sees as not different from Jagannath. Niravadi Nayane Vahaye Premadhar Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bali Karina Hungar. Tears flowed constantly from Nitai's prema filled eyes, and he loudly roared out, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, which he was chanting all the way over the last 5 weeks of walking, or well, said a few days actually. After some days, he was chanting this continuously. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Asya Rahila Eka Pushpera Udyan Kibuje Tanhara Icha Sri Chaitanya Bhine. Nityananda came and stayed in one flower garden. Who can understand his desire other than Sri Chaitanya? Nityananda Vijay Janiya Gora Chandra Ekeshwarai Lena Chari Eke Ekeshwara Ailena Chadi Bhakta Vrinda. Understanding that Nityananda Vijay Janiya. Gaurachandra understood the victorious arrival of Nityananda. Interesting, Nityananda Vijay. I think there's a Ekadasi called Vijay Ekadasi. I believe so. And this is somewhere around Ram Nomi, maybe. I think it's celebrating part of the connected to the celebrations of Ram's victory over Ravana. Vijay. I know that it's mentioned in Shastras that on this particular Ekadasi is a very good day to go to war. If you're a Kshatriya and you want to attack a neighboring kingdom, then you should begin your journey on Vijay Ekadasi and you'll be successful. So he's Nityananda Vijay Janya Guru Janya, he knows. And so then Guru Chandra left all of his devotees, Bhakta Brinda Chadi, Chordengi. He left all of his devotees, he went alone to meet Nittai. Because the intimacies of love are obviously to be shared alone. It's not a public exchange in these divine intimate relationships. At times they're all together in Sangha, Bhakta Sangha, and Sankirtan, Ranga. But other times it's Nibrita, Leela, private, confidential meeting of one-on-one, Radha and Krishna, Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Yashoda, and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, he's always surrounded by devotees, but at this particular circumstance, he wanted to meet Nityananda alone. And another point we can gather from the author's expert use of language and Sahitya Alankara. Ornaments of literature are called Sahitya. Sahitya means literature. Sahitya Alankara. His ornamental language is so beautiful because he says Nityananda Vijay means, in one sense, Vijay means he was completely victorious and supremely victorious. And it also means arrival. So his arrival is victorious because his preaching, his traveling Sankirtan mission to Bengal and back, round trip to Bengal, was successful. Converted the Kazi, and so many people received love of God, and so much Sankirtan went on, and so much preaching. So that was a Vijay, Sankirtan Vijay. What do we say? What does Lord Chaitanya say about Sankirtan? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Sankirtan. Jananande Jekane Achena Nityananda Seistane Vijaykari Lagora Chandra. Sri Gora Chandra arrived in that lonely garden. And when he saw Nityananda, Nityananda was deeply meditating, absorbed in transcendental bliss, seistan, that bagicha stan. Dhyan ananda, the bliss of meditating. Prabhu asi deki Nityananda dhyana par pradakshina karite lagila bahutar. When Gauranga saw Nityananda sitting in meditation, he began to repeatedly circumambulate Nityananda. Interesting. Pradakshina, as you know, means prakrama or pradakshina, means circumambulation. So here, God is doing prakrama of his devotee. Nityananda is in seva bhav, sevananda. And the Lord is so much appreciating him, and so he's doing prakrama of Nityananda to show his honor and respect and his love. Shloka vande Nityananda mahima barniya pradakshina kari prabhu prema purna haya. Gauranga was prema purna, filled with love, as he circumambulated Nityananda. Then he recited a verse describing the glories of Nityananda, Nityananda Mahima Shloka. This is the system. When coming before an exalted personality, either the Lord himself in a temple, Murti form, or an elevated advanced Vaishnava, one should offer words of praise, either selected Shastric verses or self-composed verses in his native language, out loud. There was one devotee I won't mention his name, god brother, but he used to wait outside the Vrindavan temple in 1975 or so, six maybe. And every morning Prabhupada would come out from his house and go around the side of the temple and past the fountains. Previously, it was quite beautiful actually. It was kind of a takeoff on Taj Mahal. There was no samadhi there, obviously, in 76. So that area from the front of the temple all the way to the street, which was actually a much longer area, the street got wider and chopped off some of the temple. But as soon as you walked in the gate, in the middle there was a reflective fountain all the way to the doors of the temple. Very beautiful. And on the sides were just gardens. There was no samadhi, obviously. This reflective fountain was about maybe 10 feet wide and beautiful fence around it. And had it was a pool, a reflective pool that had spring, you know, little spouts, fountains, five or six. And it was beautiful, cooling and very beautiful. So Prabhupada would come out and walk along that, turn right and walk down Chatikar Road, which was a one and a half lane wide road. It was about 11, 12 feet wide. Two cars could barely pass on the opposite direction. And it's all bumpy and like this, and all babal trees and neem trees on either side. You could reach out and touch the neem trees. Were huge, like so big neem trees. We all thought that Lord Chaitanya must have seen them. And they were in a row all the way down. And the trees would go up about 30 feet. Well, they went very high. But at 30 feet, all the branches from both sides would come across and make a dome. And it was just above the lorries. Big lorries were kind of high. They're maybe, I don't know, 10, 20, 20 feet. It was just above. And the lorries would go through like that, and the trees would go like this. And when you was so mystical and magical, you come from Delhi and from New York City, all the hellish pollution, the airports, and Delhi, and go down the road, and then you turn left on Chatikar, and you could see this tunnel, this love tunnel, tunnel of love, these trees all the way down to Prabhupada's temple. This kind of beautiful, really beautiful, very beautiful scene. And then they all chopped, right? The Aristasura demon came as a bulldozer and knocked them all down. Anyway, 400-year-old trees. So this devotee, he used to stand there with folded hands, and Prabhupada would come out for his morning walk, and he would say in English very loud. Many devotees were there at festival time. All glories to Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki. And he would say it very loud, very strong person, and very, very loud. All glories to Srila A.C. And Prabhupada would walk by and just glance, kind of smile, glance slightly, and keep walking. And he was a little type funny devotee, a little goofy type. And all the sannyasis were a little out of, it wasn't exactly what, it was unusual in some sense. He was very loud, and everyone says, there's some kirtan, and people, probably it's quiet time, probably early in the morning. Then one day, Prabhupada stopped and said, so and so, why don't you go do something useful? why stop all this talk, and go do something useful? Go do some seva in the temple. Somehow, my mind just went to that. You know, when he saw him meditating, then he recited a verse, Garanga Circumambulate, and recited a verse to glorify Nityananda. So this just came to my memory bank of this devotee citing a verse to glorify Srila Prabhupada in his own language, which was simple enough. Shri Mukhera Shloka Shuna Nityananda Stuti Jay Shloka Shuni Lehaya Nityananda Mati. Now what's that verse we heard that Garanga met Nityananda alone, without anyone else, only the two of them. And Nityananda was absorbed in samadhi, dhyan, samadhi, and anand, bliss, his own, relishing his own inner bliss, totally oblivious to the external world. And quietly, Gauranga approached him and did not disturb his meditation, but rather honored Lord Nityananda by circumambulating him and reciting a prayer, which is, we've heard this before, and now we'll hear it again. So then he says that Shimuk Shloka Shuna Nityananda Stuti. This is Nityananda Stuti composed by Gauranga himself. Please hear the verse describing Nityananda's glories that Sri Chaitanya recited. By hearing this verse spoken from the beautiful lotus mouth of Lord Gauranga, one's mind will be attracted to Nityananda. So that's a shruti phal of this shruti, of this shloka shruti. This verse, the munificent and our munificent benefactor, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is none other than the literary incarnation of Gauranga and Krishna, Vidvyas, he's giving a boon and a benediction here. Please listen to this verse. It's Gauranga's verse, and he spoke it. Griniyat yavani panim vishedva shondikalayam tatapi brahmano vandyam Nityananda padambujam. Even if Sri Nityananda accepts the hand of an outcast woman. This verse we had before. Remember, one arm around. A yavani, panim. Or he enters a liquor shop. Nevertheless, Nityananda's lotus feet are still worshipable, even by Brahma. Madira yavani yadi. Madira yavani yadi dare Nityananda tarapi brahmara vandya baligora chandra. If Nityananda enters a liquor shop, Madira means liquor, or accepts the hand of an outcast woman, he is still worshipable by even Brahma. Se shloka pari prabhu prema brishti kari Nityananda pradakshina kari gora hari. Gora hari Mahaprabhu generated a shower of ecstatic love of God, prema brishti kari, as he recited this verse and circumambulated Nityananda. It's amazing how things work in the spiritual realm with the Lord and his devotees. The verse is about liquor and outcasts. Madhira and Yavanis, a Yavana woman, a Yavani, an outcast, an Antyaja, a non-Vedic person, an aboriginal practically. The verse is about liquor and low-class women. But by reciting this verse, the whole world became showered with love of God. Prema drishti. Very interesting, ironic point. Nityananda sarupo janina sekshane utilena haribali parama sambrahmai. At that moment, suddenly Nityananda jumped up and with great respect started chanting, Hari, 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 parama sambrahmai. Deke Nityananda Gora Chandrera Vadan Ki Ananda Haila Taha Na Jaya Varnan. The happiness Nityananda felt by seeing the face of Sri Gaurachandra is difficult to describe. Hari Bali Singhanad Lagila Karite Premanande Achara Padena Prativite. Nityananda roared like a lion. He chanted the name of Hari and he fell forcefully to the ground in ecstatic love of God. Achara padena pritivite. Duijana pradakshina kari duhun dunha kare tune danda battahai padena duhane. Then Gornitai circumambulated each other and offered obeisances to each other, offered dandavats to each other. Shani dui prabhu kari prema lingan shani gala dari kari ananda krandan. One moment Gornitaya embraced with love, and next moment they cried as they held each other's necks. Ananda Krandan. Shani Paranande Gaudi, Jaya Dui Janna, Mahamata, Singhajini, Dunhara Gajan. In another moment, Gornitai rolled on the ground in transcendental happiness. Then they both roared louder than mad lions. Apparently, the ecstasy is so great and so eruptuous that they can't contain the volcanic vibrations of their hearts. They're just simply shouting and roaring and rolling on the ground and holding on each other's necks and crying. It's a tremendous atomic outburst of emotional emotions and sentiments. Kiyad bhuta priti se karena duijan purve jena shuni jache Sri Rama Lakshmana. The wonderful reciprocation of love between Gaur and Itai was like that previously found between Ram and Lakshman. This is Sakya Ras mixed with some Vatsalya also. Dui Jani Shloka Padi Varnena Dunhare Dunhare Dune Jodi Haste Namaskare. Gaur and Itai recited verses glorifying each other. Then they offered obeisances with folded hands to each other. Namaskar. Ashru Kampa Hasya Murcha Pulaka Vaivarnya Krishna Bhakti Vikarera Jata Achi Marma. Gaur and Itai were shedding tears and trembling, laughing, falling unconscious. Their hairs were standing in end. Their bodies were changing color and other bodily transformations. Krishna Bhakti Vikar, produced by Krishna Bhakti, were forcefully manifest in those two lords. Everything going on at once. Stai Rati Vibhav Anubhav Sattvic Vikars. Hiya Bai Dui Sri Vigrahyara Nai Sabikari Karajena Chaitanya Gosai. Those symptoms were found only in the bodies of Gaur and Itai. Lord Chaitanya personally manifested such symptoms and also manifested them in others. Kiyad Bhuta Prema Bhakti Haila Prakash Nayana Bariya Deke Jaya Kanta Das. Such wonderful ecstatic devotional love, Adbhuta Prem, is seen by an unalloyed servant of the Lord to his full satisfaction. If someone is an Ekanta Das, Ekanta Das means a servant whose heart is undivided, a servant whose heart has no separate interest or independent desire, nor is his heart or mind clouded or sullied by material desires or ulterior motives. Ekanta Das, he's an Ekanta Bhakta, Ananya Bhakta. Ekanta Das refers to the pure servant. They don't have and never will have any separate interests from the Lord. Tave katakshane prabhu jora hasta kari Nityananda pratistuti kari Gaur Hari. After some time, Gaur Hari collected himself, folded his hands, and began to offer prayers in glorification of Nityananda. About 35 prayers. Lord Chaitanya glorified Lord Nityananda with 35 original prayers. Stutis. Nityananda Stuti. Kari Gaur Hari. Of course, he's Nimai Pandit. He can compose 3,000 prayers in glorification of Nityananda. Let's hear a selection of these prayers. And then we maybe hear the rest of them at some later time. Nama rupetume nityananda murtimanta Shri Vaishnavadam tumi Ishwarananta. Gauranga said, O Nityananda, you are Nam Rup, Murtimanta. You are the personified form of the holy name, Nam Rup, and the form of Nityananda, eternal bliss. Murtimanta, Murtimanta, Nityananda Murti. You're the Murti Manta, you're the Murtimanta of eternal bliss. That's why you're Nityananda. Your Nam Rup Avatar, Nityananda. This is the words of Gauranga. Shri Vaishnav Dham, and you are the abode and of all the Vaishnavas. All the Vaishnavas are residing in your heart and with you. And you yourself are Lord Ananta. You are Anant Ishvara, you are the Ishvara Ananta. Purport. Nityananda is the personification of his own holy name and form. And he quotes some different scriptures here about Nityananda. He's one without a second. He's a source of all relishable relationships. And he's a form of eternal bliss. And he's expansion of Krishna. Nityananda ki jai. Now there's another verse, Lord Gauranga said. Jatakichu tamara shriyangera alankar satya 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 bhakti yoga avatar. All the beautiful golden jeweled ornaments decorating your transcendental body, your beautiful shriyangera, are actually incarnations of bhakti to Krishna. Bhakti yoga avatar. This is the truth, the truth, the truth. So this is an interesting way of describing Nityananda, very poetic and philosophically clever way of describing Nityananda as a source of the avatars. Because Balaram, of course, is Nityananda, and Balaram expands as Purusha avatars, and all the Dasa avatars expand from these Purusha avatars. Balaram is the source of the soul. All these different avatars are coming through Balaram one way or another. It says in Bhagavatam that Shirdakshay Vishnu, who is also expanded from Nityananda Balaram, is the gateway or the doorway by which all the other forms of the Lord enter this material world from their various abodes. Even Krishna. That's why the less broad-minded or less learned scholars or teachers of Indology or Indian religious thought, they write in the dictionaries, Krishna, the seventh avatar of Vishnu, or eighth avatar of Vishnu, as if Vishnu was a source and Krishna is the eighth one, and and the ninth one is Kalki or whatever, right? Whatever it is. And the ten avatars, Kalki and Buddha. Krishna's number eight, and then Buddha's number nine, and Kalki's number ten, whatever, Das avatar. But that's, they're not understanding the whole picture that Krishna and Ram, of course, are Krishna, Rama, and the Shringa, although they pass through the gate where, or they enter this particular material universe through the Lord Vishnu, who is the maintainer of this particular universe, Shirdakshay Vishnu. But they have an origin beyond Lord Vishnu. They themselves are actually the origin of Lord Vishnu. Krishna is too, Bhagavan Swayam. Ekalishwara Krishna, I mean, that verse is there that all the incarnations come from Krishna. At any rate, this is a nice way of saying that the ornaments in your body are the Das avatars. Shriyangera Alankar. The incarnations of devotional service, because these various Bhakti Yoga avatars, these various Das avatars, they They represent different aspects of devotional service, surrender, sharanagati, chanting, etc. Swarna mukti hirak kasa rudrakshari rupe nana vida bhakti dari jacha nija suke. Nityananda, said Gauranga, you take pleasure in decorating yourself with the nine processes of devotional service and the form of ornaments bedecked with gold, pearls, diamonds, and rudrakshas. So he's absorbed in the nine forms of devotional service, and he's a perfect example of them all. And those are his ornaments. That's what they say, sarubhushanam. This is figures of speech, as I said, alankar, ornaments. As Kapila Muni describes the sarulakshana, and he compares it to ornaments also, bhushanam, alankar, bhushanam, ornaments. Tatikshva kurunika surida sarvadehana, ajata shatra, shatra shanto, sarunam, sarva sarabhushanam. He says there in third canto that these are the ornaments of a sadhu. they're not really gold necklaces, they're not really ruby necklaces. They're actually tolerance and friendship and compassion and non-envious and no enemies. Sridham Sarvadayana, friend of all living entities. These are the ornaments of the sadhu. So, of course, that's the sadhu. There's the exception here because Nityananda is God and he does decorate himself literally in ornaments. But these ornaments are symbolic also because they represent these nine forms of devotional service, which he, being Adi Guru, is teaching and spreading all over the world. So he is the embodiment, Bhakti Murti himself, and each of the different jewels represent the jewel-like practices of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Padasevanam. And all these are jewels in themselves, and they're special kinds of jewels. Each of these Navavidabhakti, the nine limbs, the nine forms of devotional service, each of them is a jewel unto itself, and a very special jewel is the Chintamani gem. It's a touchstone, it's a thought gem. Any one form of devotional service can fulfill all your desires and more. Give you love of God, give you Krishna. You can perfect your life and attain love of God simply by hearing about Krishna, absorbing yourself in the jewel-like practice of Bhagavad Shravan. Dasamaskanda Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga. Any association of Rasik Vaishnavas, Lobamayi Rasik Vaishnavas, and hearing Dasamaskanda, the pastimes of Krishna, especially in Vrindavan, then one can, just by that one process, attain Krishna Prema. This was exemplified by Parikshit Maharaj, who heard from Rasik Vaishnav Shukadev Goswami all about the Rasalila and all the Bhagavatam, attained perfection. And then simply by chanting the glories of the Lord, Shravanam Kirtana, by kirtan, you can attain all perfection simply. Akanda Kirtan, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam. And of course, Sankirtan, as we mentioned the other day, is not the narrow, limited view of only kol and kartal and dancing in the street and chanting. Sankirtan means complete glorification. It means writing about Krishna, giving classes about Krishna, distributing books about Krishna, engaging in Harinam Sankirtan with kol and mridanga. These are all Sankirtan, complete glorification. And by engaging any one and focusing on any one can attain Krishna Prema. So that's a jewel, that's a Chintamani. Navavida Bhakti Chintamani. So our Parikshit Maharaj attained Prema by hearing, and Shukadev by chanting. And Prahlad Maharaj, he attained his perfection by remembering Vishnu Smaranam. He was always remembering Vishnu. He was protected, he got everything. Simply by that Chintamani gem, that alankar, that ornamental gem of bhakti. He remembered the Lord, and the Lord protected him and nourished him and educated him and illuminated him and made himself realized, empowered him to preach, and saved him from numerous murder attempts by his father and his henchmen. And ultimately he attained darshan, saksha darshan of the Lord and the Lord's loving touch. All possible by one form of devotion known as smarana. Nicha jati patita dhamma jata jan tamahaite haila evi sabara mochan. Nityananda, all the nicha jati, the low birth, the low born people. Nicha jati means low janam. The fallen, low born living entities, the patita adam, the very fallen, wretched living entities, will now be delivered by your mercy. Submochan, all of them, means all of us. Them is us, us is them. We are fallen, we are wretched, we are low-born, we are nicha jati, patit adam, and we, only by the mercy of Nityananda, can we attain mochan or mukti, moksha. Purport. The spiritual master removes the stigma of his disciples' low birth resulting from past activities. The guru also frees the disciple from his misdirected learning and fallen conditions. In other words, all that slaughterhouse educational degrees, all those degrees that we picked up in the slaughterhouse of mundane education, become corrected and elevated and adjusted by the proper input of the Guru's transcendental wisdom from the Vedas. Misdirected learning. The Guru does not sit idly as a pure and most exalted personality while leaving his disciple fallen, wretched, and low class. Nityananda Prabhu delivers all living entities from the conceptions of piety and impiety and superior and inferiority based on caste by giving everyone the science of self-realization. Jai Bhakti Dijacha Tumi Vanik Sabade Taha Banche Surasita Muni Yogeshvare. The Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Nityananda, that you have given to the businessmen is desired by the demigods, sages, perfect mystics, and great yogis. The bhakti, of course, is service, devotional service. That propensity to serve, this is ignited and awakened in the heart of the jiva by the mercy of Guru. The service propensity that you have given to the fortunate gold merchants, bankers, and businessmen, baniyas, who are socially classified as third class, inferior. First class is the Brahmin. Second class is the Kshatriya. And third class is the businessman. They're all free from the desire to enjoy Maya by your mercy. That's nice. So tantra karya vede jay krishna rekai hena krishna paratume karite vikrai. Nityananda, you can sell Krishna, who is proclaimed as fully independent in the Vedas. So if someone is independent of some tantra, how can anyone catch him? How can anyone control him? How can anyone sell him? You have to own something or own someone, or control someone, or have someone before you can market them or sell them. So this is in one sense, Krishna Swatantra Bhagavan, Sri Krishna Swatantra. He's completely independent. He is, no one controls him. Asam Urdva. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Asam Urdva. No one is equal to him, Asama, and no one is Urdva, above or superior to him. He's a supreme living being, the absolute truth, the creator, God. But yet, he's not dependent on anyone, but he's controlled by the love of his devotees. He gives up his satantra nature and becomes Prem Vasi Bhut. Prem Vasi Bhut means that that God is controlled by love. Prem Vasi Bhut. Only Nityananda can control Krishna. How so? By serving him. Sri Krishna is certainly the property of Nityananda. That's why Nityananda can sell Krishna to anyone. And he's opened a shop to do that. Nityananda has opened a shop, not only one shop, but a whole group of shops. In fact, he's opened an entire marketplace to sell Krishna. It's called Nitai's Namhat. Like you have the Sabji Mandi. Sabji Mandi is a marketplace to sell sabji. Tomato, alu, kasipal, gajar, 10 rupees a kilo, gajar. If you go to the Sabji Mandi and Noi Bazaar behind the shops, there's many, many. Have you ever been there? Behind there, inside, you go around like this, and there's a whole thing, and everyone's trying to call you over. And, hey, Hare Krishna, come here. Buy my lemons. I used to go there when I lived at Radhadamodar. It's really fun, actually. And you argue with them and go back and start to pick up something and walk away. It's really fun, actually. You ever went? Down there behind, you go to Loy Bazaar and go in this little thing. And it's like a fun in there. The monkeys jumping. They had the monkeys flying in from all over the place also, naturally. Stealing potatoes. So this is it. Nityananda has opened his Nam Hat and he's selling Krishna and the Nam Rup Avatar, Kali Yuga. Kali Kalira Dharma, Krishnam Sankirtan. He's selling the Kali Yuga form. God appears in the form of the holy name. And Nityananda is selling him. He's opened a marketplace in Navadvipa. Come on, come everybody. Come on, come on. Krishna, Krishna. $2 for $1, $2 for $1. Krishna, Krishna. $3 for $1. Hare Krishna Ram. Three, take him. Take Hari, take Krishna, take Ram. $3 for $1. Three names for one payment. What is the payment? Shadavan Janahe. Shadavan Janahe. Shadavan Janahe. Shadavan Janahe. Nityananda Mahajana. Nadiya Godru. Me Nityananda Mahajan, Nadiya Godru Me Nityananda Mahajan, in Navadvip, Nadiya, in the island of Godrum. Godrum is the island of chanting. Godrum, and Samantadvip is the island of hearing, I believe. Samantadvip. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu keeps relishing. It was. So Godrum Dweep is a place of chanting, Sankirtan. So he opened his marketplace there. That's the place to distribute. And that's where Bhaktivinoda Thakur had his branch office. He took a franchise from Nityananda. Some years later, he opened a franchise of the Nam Hatta, also in Godrum Dweep, a little bit down the road, and started marketing the same product at an even cheaper price. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Tamara Mahima Jani Bari Shaktikar Murti Manta Tumi Krishna Rasa Avatar. Oh Nitai, who knows your glories? Jani Bari Mahima, you are the personification of the transcendental mellows of love for Krishna. You're the Murtiman Krishna Ras. So Nitai is the Ashraya Vigraha, the personification of mellows of love of God, the form of the Lord whom we must take shelter. He's the Ashraya Vigraha. Nitai enhances the five types of rasa in relationship with Krishna. So we'll start again there, continuing with the prayers of Lord Gauranga, glorifying Lord Nityananda.